Blog Talk Radio.
This is definitely the depths of winter right now. I admire all of you that live north of Florida because it's getting cold. And I can't even imagine living around that much snow. Boston has been pummeled with feet, many, many, many feet of snow.
And Worcester's where my family is, too. I mean, you can't even see over the drifts. There's no place to put the snow anymore.
Oh, yeah. I can't even imagine. There's no room anymore for any more snow there.
Well, you know, I had to cancel chapel this morning because the wind chill was to minus 25 with 60-mile-an-hour gusts.
Oh, wow. I had to go down the mountains and back.
And I was like, no way I was going to put anybody through that. So I canceled that. Now, tonight we're just going down to, I think it's 12, but it feels like minus 1. That's kind compared to last night. Then the snow comes in the morning tomorrow.
Oh, brr, bundle up.
Oh,
bundle
I
up
have
been.
Yeah, I moved from Florida to come up here the very first winter. I bought every blanket, every sweater, every coat I saw. But it paid off. I have them in stock.
That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I tell you what, it's interesting in a way because one of my brothers hadn't skied for many years, and he met this really wonderful new girl, and they've been doing a lot of skiing and everything, which I'm so happy for him. And I'm sure that my mother doesn't want to hear that. You're happy about this? No. What? Family is.
Hey, you have to. There's always an advantage with a disadvantage. You know, you have to look for that advantage with it. And this ski season, I bet, is pretty phenomenal compared to most.
Well, last night here in Roanoke, everybody's all gearing up for this great Valentine's weekend, right? Nobody wanted to go out in that. I'm sure some people did,
It was definitely more a nice time to snuggle for this one.
Yep, that's what I did.
Even
nice
we had it,
for
it you,
my
know,
man.
You know.
Took it easy. Yeah.
That's it. And
what
I did the same thing.
Yeah.
We did the same thing. I worked. I worked until I think 5:30 yesterday. So it was a long day of working for me before I got to snuggle with my honey. But. We did, and we spent the night inside because it was here. Florida's cold. I mean, it's abnormally cold here. You know, we've had freezing temperature down here, so that's abnormally cold for us. So, you know, we were all snuggled up, and even though you guys, I don't know how you make it through, but it's 25 below. That's just scary.
It's called the electric bill's profit.
Well, I learned years ago, I moved up to New York for one winter, and I couldn't last even till the middle of February. It was that bad. But anyhow, the point was is that I learned my limit. 16 above really was my limit. Once the temperature dropped below 16 above, I was frozen. I could be next to a fire, and I would still be frozen. I was just plain frozen. It made my whole body not want to move. And
born
so,
and raised in California, and then moving to Florida, of course.
Yeah, well, my body, I don't think, ever adjusts to that primitive of a natural terrain.
Well, it's okay. Like I said, there's some people that go out there and they're not even thinking twice about it, and I am like, all right, scarf, hat, gloves.
Oh, yeah.
Leggings,
oh, yeah.
My jeans.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
There's always, you know, again here, there's always some people who like certain things and other people who like other things.
Well, you were talking earlier when before we signed onto the show, you were saying about how you were so glad these aquarium plants are leaving, which, of course, is the sign of the water bearer, whether it's snow or rain. And we're going into the strongly Pisces cycle. But you had mentioned to me that Dan, your sweetie, was really involved in doing some things with his telescope and his binoculars, and there was this really great lineup, and you sent me a great link on it. So why don't you tell everybody about that?
Oh, it's great. On February 20th, right before dusk, which is this Friday, right before dusk, we're going to have an awesome lineup of planets. So anybody who wants to look up can see the majority of the planets going through here. It starts out with Pluto, and then it goes into Mercury, and then the Sun sets, and then you'll see Neptune, and Venus, and Mars, and then finally the Moon. And, you know, the planets don't normally line up in the sky that close to be able to, you know, watch each one in sequence that close. So this is kind of a real interesting astronomical time to any of the stargazers out there who want to take a look and see a great deal of planets in a line.
Well, I wanted to tell them about the new moon chart, because the new moon chart is going to be interesting, because the new moon actually occurs at 6:47 p.m. on the 18th of February. Now, what's happening there is also about 2 hours earlier, perhaps, as the sun is starting to go down, you're going to be able to see Mars, Venus, the Moon, and the Sun setting as well. And those are very visible even with binoculars. I mean, even with the naked eye, you can see them. And so this is really going to be an interesting week. When we have these kind of lights that line up like that, and when the sun goes down, you should get great sleep, listen to music, dream big. That's all I suggest.
Yeah. Absolutely, you know, and the 18th is Ash Wednesday for those who follow the Catholic religion. So I find it interesting because of that, because the whole background of Ash Wednesday is forgiveness and letting go and starting fresh.
Yes,
and here,
exactly.
You know, you have this with this moon and with it conjunct the sun like this, it goes right to the soul. You know, you're talking about deep emotions, that I think this is such a great time to release old issues from the past, old angers from others that you've held on to, and, you know, let them go and look forward to where the universe is guiding you to. You know, I just think this is such a great opening to really see where, you know, God, the universe, and where your life is actually going to progress through. And I think you can feel it stronger on that day more than any other day.
It's also interesting to note that Pisces is also the sign of sacrifice. And so because of that, most Pisceans that I know, you know, Jacqueline, you and I have like so many clients, but the Piscean energy does have that unconditional love and forgiveness, but also they make sacrifices for people they love without thinking. They'll give you gifts, and they forget they gave it to you. And you're wearing it when you go to meet them for lunch, and they're like, I did? I gave you those earrings? Cool. They have a very sweetheart kind of energy. And all the Pisces planets is also very stimulating for those of you that are practicing the psychic and healing arts, because it opens up doors and windows of sensation that you can't even really define. You just know you're right. And you can see through things that you couldn't see through before. So it can be very helpful if you're on the spiritual path and maybe developing some new skills or getting deeper into your meditations. This is a fabulous cycle with this new moon to really go for it.
Yes, absolutely. It's an excellent time. It's an excellent time for you that night to really go into dream time and really set the great intent. Because, again, the Pisces energy also rules the subconscious, the unconscious mind. So if you make a conscious act to request from your unconscious mind, it's a really good time to get a great answer to that.
I love our art. It's so fun.
It is. I love astrology. I'm teaching a class. I started a class, and I truly enjoy watching, you know, people go, really, you know, and just that eye-opening experience. It's just such a great thing because astrology just has its own factual things that it does. And when you see it on the 2D form in astrology and then you see it in the 3D form in life, it's just fascinating.
It sure is. Well, we've got a number of people on hold. I suppose we should take a caller. What do you think? Okay.
Let's do that.
Good evening, area code 253. You're on the air.
When are you going to recognize that new 253 area code?
I tried to call you twice, babe.
I know. By the time I was free, you know, it was just not the 3 hour earlier thing out here. I mean, it was 3 hours later there, and I didn't want to potentially wake you up or disturb you that late. I know you did. So we need to get together because I do want a reading. But anyway, and we need to catch up. So
we do indeed. There's a lot going on.
Huh?
So did you have a nice Valentine's Day?
Yeah, it was fine. It was fine. I had flowers and a teddy bear delivered to my house. I wasn't home. My son was home on Friday from someone, and I have the birth information. So I went to soup. So,
all
but,
right.
He's very, I think, needy. He's very needy, and I don't know that that's going to work for me. So, but anyway, the birth date is February 13th, 1954. That's 5/4. About, he doesn't know exactly, but he thinks it's about 10 p.m. Birthplace Tacoma. That's TACOMA, Washington.
Well, you know, Deb, over the last couple of days, both Venus and Mars have been kissing your son in Pisces. And so for you to be asking this question, you are just so cosmically correct, girlfriend.
I went out with him before, and he was just moving way too fast, so I kind of backed off. But I've been very honest with him, so...
Well, you're good at that.
I've been very honest and very truthful, but in a kind way. But just, I don't want him to be misled in any way, shape, or form, because he is a very nice man. So, and I don't ever want someone to get hurt. I'm one of those Pisces people you were talking about.
Absolutely.
Yes, you are.
So, I mean, I can be tough, you know, the Leo thing and all the fire planets that I've got, but I prefer not to be, so I've just been really honest with him. But I guess what I'm doing, what I would like to know is there, knowing what you know about me, I mean, am I wasting his time and my time? Because if I have to keeping him at arm's length, because I want to develop a friendship first, is it a waste of my time? And if I'm going to have to keep doing that and put effort into that, I don't want. You know what I mean? He'll eventually find someone else to, you know, leech onto or something. And that sounds horrible, but I'm just saying. I got rid of,
well,
you know,
I can understand. you know, I have to say, I can understand why you would say that about him. His lesson in life is patience and temperance, okay? You know, he wants what he wants when he wants it. He sees the vision, okay? He knows, he's always trying to get to the end result and forget about the journey, okay? And so I understand why you're saying this is because that's his issue in life, that's his discipline that he has to learn. I understand that. He does have a Mars in Sagittarius, which is good, okay?
He has Mars in Sagittarius?
Yes, he does, which gives him a certain amount of independence. And, you know, with the Aquarian energy that he has, there's a divine discontent with him. You know, he's got this, you know, way of wanting too much and then not wanting it because he wanted too much. So you have this, you know, this disconnection that he has at points in time, okay? I do feel you're correct in making it a temperance or a patient situation, okay? But here again, I do feel there's some advantages in getting to know each other, okay? I think this opens up, as far as your love life, really to benefit you of how to stay within your own truth and not be the victim, okay?
Right.
And be able to, it's okay for me to call these boundaries, and I've made my statement of what the terms and conditions are, and if he breaks those, that's his issue, not mine. I don't have to feel bad. I don't have to feel like I'm being him, okay?
Right.
And empowering yourself. So I do think there's, you know, a great piece here for you to really learn how to condition yourself to those boundaries and limits so that you don't get victimized in this. What do you think, Aphrodite?
Well, my opinion is that I like a number of things about this relationship. He does have a Cancer moon, and it's in trine to your Mercury, Deb. And so because of that, if he felt more secure with you, some of these acting out energies you experienced would disappear.
I'm sorry, can you say that again? You kind of faded out.
He's looking to feel that he's a belonging to you, that there's a connection, and that you could be devoted to him. I mean, if he felt more secure, some of these behaviors that you're really wanting to push off would start to naturally just mitigate. They become a little bit lesser. So you'd let each of your own personalities shine forth better in the relationship.
Okay.
It's interesting because he was born with Venus and the Sun conjunct in his chart. So he is about love and friendship, and he likes that marriage of energy too, just like you do, okay?
Right.
Naturally, from his birth chart. And those two planets oppose and attract to your Pluto and his Pluto because they're pretty much on the same star because you're born the same year.
Right.
So you both have not had one or the other in your relationships. It was either stormy and passionate, or it was humdrum, or it was disconnected completely. Okay. So for this relationship, you're probably going to learn a lot when you're connected with each other. And as Jacqueline pointed out, it's about knowing that this relationship cannot be defined like anyone that came before or anyone that will come after. They're very, very individual. Relationships are all individual, even the relationships we have with our children. So honor what you have to share and see if you both relax a little bit. It's going to be easier maybe for you than him. But see, you know, your Venus is in Aries, too, so you like his fire. Your Venus and his Mars are in total trine, big blessing line right here as far as love and passion. Wanting to be an individual, but wanting also to share that passion with another person. So I like that aspect in these charts. So there's a bit of both.
Okay. Well, I'm not, physically, I'm not attracted to him at all. He has not taken care of himself. He's overweight. He's, you know, and I just, I don't know that he's going to be able to keep up with me with hiking and walking and, you know, and that's a huge thing to me. So, I mean, do you see anything that...
I'm going to say this because, you know, again here, I do feel like Aphrodite, I feel this is worth giving a shot, okay? I understand why, you know, that you're picking on all these little things. but I do feel that, you know, and it's, you know, a weight issue is something to him that would be little. He could, there's no problem with him reducing his weight or gaining his weight, okay?
Well, I mean, it's up to him, but I mean, does he have, is he strong enough person, or is he going to want to do that? You know, because I don't want to make someone do something. I'm not going to say anything about
and
that.
That's not it. That's not where it comes from. And here again, you're trying to force a situation. What I'm trying to say is let it flow. You like walking, okay? He likes walking, okay? Both of you guys like natural terrain. So you have something in common there. That, by its own natural self, will motivate his weight. And the reason why he carries weight is as a way of protection, okay? Security situation, okay? His moon is in Cancer, so he's going to carry the weight when he needs to feel more secure. Aphrodite is so right on the mark with the insecurity thing here. If the two of you let it flow smoothly and allowed it to unfold instead of analyzing it or trying to make it work, it will work better. Okay, because again, here, his sense of security, if he feels more secure in this, okay, and I think you two should take it as this is a journey. There is a reason why we've been brought together, so we might as well just go in the path and see where it leads to. Okay?
Okay.
Because here again, I think if he felt more secure, you would find a different person than you do. His first, that's what I explained, his lesson, you're hitting his core lesson in life. Okay? And so here again, he has to stand up to the plate, but also you have to give him a little bit of room to be able to stand up to that plate. You can't pick on the details at this time or this moment of this relationship, is all I'm trying to say.
And the thing is, you're very disciplined because you love walking and hiking, right?
I think
if he went and you said, come with me, okay, and because you're going to make it a discipline that he's going to enjoy, okay, his moon's in Cancer. It's going to bring out the little boy in him. He's going to start to have fun walking with you. He's going to start losing those pounds. He could say, I eat healthy. This is what I eat. Let me show you what I do. Make dinner together one night. You know what I mean? Just let it be, like you say, you want to work more on the friendship than the passion right now because you're not sure about that, the attractiveness. But my feeling is I have been both very heavy and very, very emaciated in my life, okay? These things are usually temporary, depending on your on what you're going through in your world. And so you might be a key to unlock a door for him, even if he doesn't turn out to be the one forever. You may open up some really good doors and windows for him, and he keeps coming back at you, and he's very attentive, and you like that. So, see where it goes.
Okay.
At the very least, you get a friendship out of this, okay? At the very least. At the very least, you get a friendship out of this. And I like that you say,
absolutely.
Point in time. And so take it as where that's where you guys are. Take the boundaries and limits. Okay, this is where we're at. You want to spend some time with your friends. He is a friend. Okay, and take it in that pace and don't try to jump forward in it because he has that inclination and that's where his lesson is.
Oh, absolutely. And I again, said to him today, I took him bowling for his birthday, and I said to him, I said, you know, I said, I am still figuring things out, life out, as everyone else is. I said, but I said, I want a friendship. I said, and I have to have a friendship. I said, I didn't concentrate on that enough before with previous relationships. I said, there has to be a friendship before anything else happens. So I've been very clear and very honest and upfront with all of that with him, and he has backed off. So, which is good.
Okay.
Yeah, he was very smothering, and I can't handle that. So.
That Cancer moon can't be that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I pretty much told him that he needed to back off and just stop with the touchy-feely and I felt like I was being pushed on all the time, you know. for more right. physical whatever. And that is, I will run the other way so fast, I'll be a blur. So.
A blur?
But anyway, so a blur. Look, and there's a blur. It's me running the other way. anyway. All right, ladies, I won't take any more of your time, but, yeah, I mean, if we can connect Aphrodite, I would, now that you have his birth information, and I would like to get a reading. So call me and
we'll
let me know
it.
When
yeah.
it will be.
I will give you a call, honey. Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank
God
you, Jacqueline.
Bless you.
Take care.
All right. All right, don't cut me off. I want to. I have a friend that's calling in, so I want to see if she calls in.
I'll keep you on hold.
Thanks.
Interesting dynamic.
Definitely interesting. You know, a great growth period for both of them.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 913, you're on the air.
Hi, ladies. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good, good. This is Andy.
How are you tonight? Did you have a nice Valentine's Day?
I did. I had a nice Valentine's Day. It, you know, didn't turn out quite like I expected, but it was just fine.
Aw, great.
You know, life, it throws you some curves here and there, but that's not always a bad thing.
No, it's not.
Have a good catcher's mitt ready. That's all I can tell you.
That's exactly right.
Now, you're not living
well,
in Urbana, Illinois anymore, right? Where are you living?
No, I'm in Overland Park, Kansas.
That's right.
That's right. I just did my client. I have a client who lives in Overland Park and comes down once a year to see me for her solo return. And I just
how cool!
Yeah, and every time
that's
I think
great.
Of every time you call, I think of her, and it's kind of funny.
Sweet.
Very nice. Very nice. I was curious about this new moon at. I guess it's 29 Aquarius, darn near
oh, no,
1 degree
zero,
Pisces,
zero,
but not
zero
quite.
Pisces. Yeah, oh yeah. It's
oh,
a zero,
is it? Okay.
Zero. Zero,
zero, zero.
It's a spooky one.
And it's a spooky one. I think that hits my 8th house, but I'm uncertain.
It's your 9th house
your
in the Overland Park chart. But go ahead, Jacqueline.
It is your 8th house in your natal chart.
Okay.
And you wanted to know, what did you
well,
work out of your
I
house?
Well, I guess, actually, I'm mostly curious at the moment about a work situation. I started a new part-time position about a month ago, and I haven't been paid yet because there were some unforeseen problems, I guess, with getting the budgeting or the item line or some such thing. And so I'm being told that they're in the process of trying to get the position approved. And it's just a student position, but they have to go through, I guess, a fair amount of paperwork, which I understand. But my questions are kind of being put off by my boss, you know, and sort of a, I think it's just kind of a little defensive. I think he feels a little bit guilty about, you know, this mess up. But I haven't gotten a paycheck yet. This is going on a month. So, you know, I'm just sort of wondering, is this job going to, I think it's great experience, ties into my education most definitely, but I get the feeling there may be some other opportunities coming along. Maybe in the spring?
Well, Mercury's been retrograde. It's only been direct for about 4 days. So delays don't surprise me. If you remember, it has a retrograde cycle of 21
yeah.
to 20 days, so you haven't got your money. And I can kind
right.
of see that a little bit. But now that's going to start to wind down. But Mercury's still in its shadow until the end of the month. Okay?
Right.
But the thing I like
right.
about the new moon chart is the new moon chart. So you have a 0 degrees Capricorn moon. And the new moon at 0 degrees of Pisces, they're both of the lights are sextiling you. In the ninth house, in the Kansas chart, something can come out of the blue that does sustain you as far as an opportunity to make money and in work and service with something very creative for you. So I agree with your own instincts on this one. Kudos, girl.
Uh-huh.
It's good. It's good.
Hey.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
I do agree. I think this is a time period where, you know, your career is in a transition. Pluto is transiting through your sixth house of your natal chart. This is a foundational change for your day-to-day work, okay? And I do think you're in the right place. I agree with Alfred that this Mercury retrograde has caused a delay in the situation. And I do also believe that it has shifted now. And I do believe that they're going to pay you, but it's, you know, again here, you still have that couple weeks left.
Right.
Your intuitive, I so agree with your intuitive ability is kicking in very strongly. And, you know, again, know that it's coming, okay, is what I'm going to say about this. And know that this transition, even though it may be slower than you like, you're putting in the work and the time that you need to reap the benefits. So think about it and have faith that all the work that you're doing is definitely paying off and bringing other opportunities. And keep your eyes open for the other opportunities.
Cool. Thank you. I really appreciate that. Just a very strong gut feeling. So I just kind of like, okay, I'll just, you know, bide my time. And fortunately, I've got, you know, some loan money, and some other sources that I can pay the bills. But, you know, it'd be nice to get paid at some point.
Yeah. That's why we work.
Right, and yeah, the position is supposed to cover part of my tuition, which I ended up having to pay the entire amount of, and so I'll just keep hoping for the best here, and then if things, you know, don't pan out, then eyes on other stuff.
Exactly.
Keep your eyes open, because I do feel there's opportunities coming up for you, like you said, in the spring, you know, more towards April. I think you're really going to find some major benefits.
Great. Thank you both so much. I appreciate it.
Well, God bless you. Have a great night.
Thank you. You stay warm up there in that snowbound palace, ice palace.
Okay, I will. Have a sweet night, babe. Okay.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. She's such a sweetheart. Oh, our next client is somebody we know and love. Let's find out what's going on with her.
Okay.
Diana, are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Yes.
Hey, how
hi.
Are you doing, girl? What's happening?
Well, I was just enjoying the show. It's so good to, you know, Sunday afternoon, sit down and listen to you guys. You were saying
thank
that
you.
On the 20th, you've got this lineup, right? You start saying Pluto, Mercury. And I don't know what the S was, but it sounded like PMS.
It's going to be Pluto, then Mercury, then the Sun, then Neptune, Venus,
the Sun,
Mars, and the Moon. So all within, you know, an hour's period of time, you're going to be able to see all of these right next to each other.
What time does it start? Do I look east?
You're going to look to the west. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot to tell everybody. This is to the west. Look to the west as the sun is setting, and you'll start to see these. You know, right before the sun sets, you'll see Mercury twinkling. A lot of people won't be able to see Pluto and Neptune in that process, but visually with your eyes, you'll be able to see Mercury drop right before the sun, and then after that, with your physical eye, you'll see Venus coming down, and then you'll see Mars coming down, and then you'll see the Moon, which will be really cool.
Wow. It was amazing. I really enjoyed the beginning of the show and, of course, both readings, because they were just so accurate and fortunate, both of them. I got a phone this week It's not, I didn't buy a new phone, it's just working. I don't know how much longer it will go. And I got a down payment into an old van, so I need to make a little bit of money before the end of this month in order to pay the rent and the insurance and live. How do you see it coming up in the next 2 weeks? Because that's pretty much how long I got. And by the way, when does Pisces begin? The 20th or the 21st?
18.
The 18th. Okay, this is a month that begins earlier, yeah.
Okay. We're on the new moon.
We're on the new moon,
it moves in there again.
Right.
And that's powerful stuff.
Okay.
What it does, it opens up doors and windows for new beginnings. Okay.
I heard you, and I was thinking when you were talking in the beginning, the same thing. You know, you're telling us this. This is good.
What's going to happen over the next couple of days is Mars is going to move into Aries. Okay? And the Aries energy is much stronger than being in Pisces. And in Aries, you know, Mars likes being in Aries because Aries' ruler is Mars. In your 8th house of being able to earn funds, make money, okay? Because you always do things like behind the scenes to help people in litigation, right? So that's a good sign. Now, it's not angling off of your chart as strong as I'd like, but it's still better than where it is right now, okay?
I only need about $1,000 for everything. So even if I got like a few days of work on the phone, that'd be great. But it wasn't happening up until now. And my energy is like slow crawl. But it's improving. It's making some advances, but still slow crawl.
It is. And I'll tell you this. It could be like Aphrodite was talking about with those aspects, and it can be that you could get a job here or there. I, again, have to say, I do feel you will be able to make the money this month that you need to make. So it's back to the same adage that I say is have faith. Go with a slow pace, but know it's going to be there, okay? Because I do feel there is going to be some temporary job, but nothing that's going to be really long or permanent that you'd like to see right at the moment.
No, because right now the focus is on home and, you know, how to focus on that, what to do about it. So that's okay. It's just like, just to tide me over until, you know, I can get things cleared and then move forward.
Well, the sun moves over. Sun moves over your Neptune. Starts doing it on the 24th of this month. Okay?
Okay.
And usually that illuminates something because your Neptune in a Miami chart is in the 7th house of working within the legal system. And then at the same time, it opposes your Mars, which can bring work to you because your Mars is in Virgo, the working planet. Okay? So I feel between now and that date, it'll still be a little tough, like Jacqueline pointed out, but something great towards the last week of this month could really come in for you.
That'd be great.
Yep.
It's no big deal. It's just, you know, some transportation that I don't have to pay $200 every week or more.
Right.
So, you know, it might work out right. Plus, I also want to get readings by both wonderful teachers. So I need that too, you know. But all in all, thanks to, you know, your help all the time, things are better. I despair less, and gosh, I got nice long nails now, all painted and all that, look like a lady.
Wow.
So that's huge. That's huge. ad keys, even though I keep touching them and, you know, but whatever. One last question really quickly, because I know other people are just as eager as I am to hear you. My cousin had, like, a little episode, and they almost were going to take him to the hospital. And since I'm not the power of attorney, his girlfriend is, something's going on there. I don't think you can go into, because it's going to take too long, but psychically, not planetarily, psychically, do you feel that we'll get a little bit further? Because it seems that they're taking his house away, so she's moving out. But, of course, she hasn't been going to visit him for, like, about a month. So that's better. Psychically, do you get anything at all, or I'll just wait another day?
Are you more worried about his health or his finance?
No. His health is number one. He can't move. He's paralyzed. But she has power of attorney. There's nothing I can do. I can't do any more than inquire. I can't make suggestions.
Is he mentally competent?
Yeah, he understands. I was there a couple of days ago, and since he can't talk, I had him, you know, show me A, E, I, O, U, and he wrote them out, not extremely clearly, but he dotted the I, so he knows what he was doing.
Well, I feel he does need to get out of there and be a place where he's more protected. That's my instinct. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree with that. But,
yeah.
You know, I will say this. I don't feel he's dying on his time.
I didn't understand what you said. Something happened to the phone. You don't feel what?
That he's dying any time in the near future.
Thank you. Okay, I appreciate that.
Right,
that should
now,
be enough.
He really needs, it's going to be an ending and a new beginning for him, where he can be more protected and more attended to. And that's so necessary. And if there's anything you can do to encourage him, by all means, Deanna, really do that, okay?
Yeah, I definitely will try. And, gosh, he has no one else. Even though he does, he has no one else. So
I know.
My aunt deserves that. And she's looking out, you know, from up above, so... Thank you so much, Alfred. Thank you so much, Jackie. Please don't hang up. I want to keep on listening. I appreciate
right.
it, and I'll call
I'll
you
back.
As soon as I can.
All right, love. You take care
Gracias.
Of you.
Gracias.
All right.
Stay warm and hug your honey.
I will. Okay.
Both of you. You got, I mean, our temperatures require it, too.
Yes, they do.
Bye.
Bye. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 561, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you tonight, ladies?
It's Joel.
There you
how
go.
How are you?
I'm just great. How are you?
Good. Cold, but other than that, I'm fine.
Hey, we're cold too, so it's all right.
Minus one? I don't think it's the same, Charles.
It feels like minus one to us.
Oh,
there you go.
Poor babies.
Like 32 degrees.
Yeah, that's all. Hey, I have an unusual situation that has arisen. You know, I'm the chair of this fundraising committee for the nursing home where my mother lives. I'm the chair of 20 ladies, and then there is a fundraiser who works for the nursing home that is also on the committee. She filed a cease and desist order on me this week and is accusing me of harassment and stalking.
Last time I heard that had to be proven.
What is she using for accusation of harassment and stalking.
She claims that I've been calling her and emailing her, and of course the only reason that I call and email is because, you know, I need information from her for our committee. She's obviously very insecure. She's obviously very, very threatened by me, and she really should be because she's totally incompetent. But this only came in the mail yesterday, and I don't know what to
Have
do.
Have you talked to the nuns about this?
Have I talked to the what?
Have you talked to the nuns about this?
Not yet. Not yet. I just, it only came in yesterday's mail. I'm probably trying to get over the shock of it so far.
Well, Charles, it's just two things that you need to remember. Number one, Pluto is in Capricorn. It's all about documentation. It is kissing your North Node or your cup overflowing with the Bible in your eighth house of what you've invested in this organization. You have all the emails you've sent to her, I'm sure, and the ones that she sent back. And I'm sure there's no harassment there. There's just trying to target on certain issues. Print them out. Give them to your attorney. It's going to go away. Trust me. But what do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, and I think it should be directly addressed to the nuns. I would approach it more as I am confused. I thought this was what you were doing. And now I'm at a quandary because I don't understand why working on this project has caused this woman to overreact in such a radical form.
Right. Good thinking. Yeah.
So was that form with the nuns themselves, because here again, I think it can be resolved more in that type of manner. You naturally have a defense mechanism, that Leo energy. I want to defend. I want to get this over with. I want to make sure everything's cleared and everything's perfectly done just right. Okay?
Right.
And so here again, you naturally go into that defense mechanism. We talked about the Pisces moon, which becomes the natural target or the natural victim. Okay? And here again, with that, you take the side that, oh, I must have done something wrong for her to do this. And what I'm trying to tell you is that this is abstract, and something that radical obviously isn't your fault.
Right.
But it's an old issue.
Haven't harassed her.
It's an old issue.
I agree with that. Yeah, it is. It's a very old issue.
Okay.
It's an old issue with her from a previous life?
Yep.
Yeah, really?
Because Jupiter's retrograde right now in your third house of committees. So this is coming back to haunt you because of this unresolved issues. Now, with Chiron sitting on your moon, Charles, you can heal this if you take the right approach, and I totally agree with Jacqueline's approach to this. Talk to the nuns about it and say, you know, I got caught off guard. I don't know what I've done wrong. Here are the emails. This is what's been going on, whatever. And you can make this go away and maybe heal it and maybe put her into a more secure place where this is not always a tete-a-tete, okay, where it's nasty. That's what's going on here.
Okay, do you think the nuns can stop it, even though, you know, she doesn't necessarily work for the nuns. She works for the foundation that the nuns set up, you know, the house. But there is a nun that runs the operation, and you think she would be the right person to talk to?
Yeah,
yes,
because
I
both
do.
Mars and Venus are in perfect trine to Uranus in your chart, which was the surprise letter that you got today.
Right.
So
right.
I'm sure there's going to
be
a couple of people that are going to line up and say, we can't understand it either. Maybe she needs our help. Okay? So
okay.
That way you can handle it with compassion, with integrity, with honesty and dignity, and you'll have the best outcome with Pluto sitting on your north node.
Okay. All right, then that's what I'll try. I'll approach the nuns this week and see if I can get it resolved, because we have a committee meeting this Friday and next Friday, and then on March the 3rd is our big luncheon. So, and obviously, you know, I need to be there, and this is telling me that I can't email her, can't talk to her, and shouldn't see her.
And here again,
but
I do agree. I would address this before the new moon.
Yes.
Okay.
Before Wednesday, I would address it with them. Have them, because they will give you the support you need. Again, here, the committee would take you know, the foundation would take their word for it more than just yours.
Okay.
All right, that's what I'll do.
Okay, Charles, well, we're on your side. We're going to be sending you all kinds of love and light.
I appreciate it. Stay warm, and thank you so much.
All right, God bless you. All right, bye.
Bye-bye.
Here you go, out of your way. You try to help something that's worthwhile, and you get kicked in the teeth. What's up with that?
What is up with that? You know, some people are just not nice people, you know.
True. We hate to think that way, but it's the truth. We probably have time for one more. You ready?
Okay.
Area code 561, you're on the air. Hello? You're on the air. Area code 561? Hello?
That's that same interesting thing before.
I know. I think it's the same one. I don't know what the deal is. Well, I'm going to put them back on hold for now. Maybe they just want to listen. So we'll just take the next one.
Okay.
Area code 780, you're on the air.
Hey, ladies, how's it going?
Oh.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm just
getting
back and saying, hey, Rebecca. Hey, Aphrodite, are you actually in Carolina or what?
I'm in Roanoke, Virginia, at the foot of the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Oh, lots of snow.
We're going to get 10 inches tomorrow, and we went down to minus 25 last night with wind chill.
That's cool.
It's a little, no, it's cold. It's not just cool, it's cold. How's your temp where you are?
Oh, it's below zero for sure, but we had lots of snow. Oh, we had about 3 or 4 inches of snow, but it was okay.
Oh, not too bad.
Not too bad, yeah. So, got a question for you. I saw your thing on the regarding the planets are coming together some next month or something like that. Yes. What's it going to do up to an Aries person?
Well, you know, the first thing I see is that this new moon and on Wednesday that we're having is dead on your Saturn. So it's definitely an opening for you to really grow and expand, especially with your mind, a new opening to see things in a different perspective. It is in direct opposition to your 0 degree Virgo moon, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it really opens a door for you to really look at things on a higher level and a greater level in your life. So I really am excited about it because I think it could really open you up to more possibilities at this point in time of what direction that you're going.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think so, too. So I find that right now, just like the law right now, so not law, but just, just thinking about life questions, I guess. But, you know, I just was actually doing something with some people, this lady was taking a camera shot of my aura or something like that, with the aura soma stuff. And it was really interesting, actually, what she had discovered. So all my cards that I had, you know, Aphrodite, you know, you do tarot if you're not, right? I think do you do
yeah.
Tarot?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had all fours in my tarot card deck, like fours of this and fours of that. All four cards are fours in it. So it's really interesting. So.
Well, it is interesting because you do have a double grand square, okay?
Yeah.
Of course, the square is a four number. And, and this new moon is hitting you directly on your moon. So out of this can come a rebirth of your inspiration. It's going to be hitting your Saturn dead on. So it's all about trusting everything you've done for the last 30 years, you know, and knowing that you're taking a deep breath, pick yourself up, dust yourself off and start all over again. Now, have you brought yourself out of hiding yet?
Actually, not. No. I actually went to a movie last week by myself, but I haven't gone into, do the social thing yet.
Well, now this new moon is going to give you a boost. It's going to be like a new beginning in a lot of ways. And you're going to appreciate your inner mentor. You're going to appreciate everything you've learned, everything you've taught. And you need to kind of settle in and realize what a delightful child of God you are. So that early Virgo moon, you tried too hard, you worried too much. No offense. Okay. And I think that you can create some things in your life, you know, more maybe towards April, May, when the planets start trekking through your fifth house. But even now, you could spend time with people that you're comfortable with. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. I think this is the door for you to look at a different perspective. I would take that day, Wednesday, and spend some time of it really looking at what beautiful gifts you have and what you have accomplished in life, like Aphrodite was talking about, and say, you know, this is what the tools that I'm picking up for in the future. And prepare yourself to think the point is, like she said, in April, a little bit more active, a little bit more creative. I think it's going to move a little, be a little lighter for you than what they have. But here again, let the things they're releasing, not the things they're the shoulders of waiting for the shoe to drop like Virgo moon does. It always has that anticipation of, okay, things are going good. I'm going to wait. You know, I'm waiting for the next thing that I challenge that I have to do. Just go with all of it, okay? It is guiding you in a great direction. This is a great opening for you, like after that said. Really open up a new possibility for someone.
That sounds pretty good, so. I'm really tired because, you know, I tell you, the last 3 weeks I've been moving stuff in a warehouse for my main job, and I must have moved at least 2 tons of equipment, I think. And I'm just tired. Just a little bit tired.
I don't blame you. Jeez.
So, just like shoveling snow, you know? You'd be tired of that.
Yeah. Yes. But you have a very sweet night. Keep us posted on how you're doing, okay?
Okay, yeah, I got to get out of the shell in a way, so I will do that. So thank you much for the advice, and we'll maybe catch you another time. So thank you much again.
Always
take care,
our
both
pleasure.
Of you.
Okay, God bless you.
Yep.
Right,
bye-bye.
Well, Jack, we've got 2 minutes left. We should tell people where they can find us.
Okay, well, every Friday they can find me at Sparky Divine Vero Beach. I'm not only doing readings during the day there, but I'm also teaching a beginning astrology class that night. So you can reach us there, or Saturday or Sunday at the DNA Flea Market in Florida. And if you're not in the area, you can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110. You can check out where I'm at all the time at www.aphrodite.com on my events page. And we also have all the recordings from Blog Talk Radio on the front page if you want to go back and listen to whatever we told you on the air if you weren't able to record it. You can also do that on Blog Talk. We're both also on Facebook. If you need us, call us, message us. Send out the vibe. We'll respond. Right, Jacqueline?
There you go.
Have a blessed week, everyone, and keep warm and dry.
Absolutely. Happy new moon. Good
Happy
night.
New moon. Good night.